Vatican Radio has been speaking to several delegates from Africa at the 51st International Eucharistic Congress taking place in Cebu, Philippines. Monsignor Maurice Kakura Kantana is the Vicar General of the Diocese of Windhoek in Namibia, and Father Justin Matipa is the National Pastoral Secretary for the Bishops' Conference of Zambia. Sean Patrick Lovett spoke to both of them.
We have two delegates, one from Zambia and one from Namibia. Shall we start with the Vicar General?
For sure. Yeah.
We'll start with the Vicar General from Namibia, yes.
The protocol.
Indeed. Namibia. Now, I'm just curious.
Yes.
You come here from Namibia,
yeah.
And people see your name tag.
Yes.
Do they know where Namibia is?
Really, they don't know. I have to explain that Namibia is that small smile on Africa, on the southwest coast of Africa. So then they try to figure it out. But now I think they are becoming aware where it is.
And are they curious about Namibia? What do you tell them about Namibia?
You see that it is a very peaceful country, and it's rich in minerals. We have diamonds, we have even uranium, we have even gold, and then fish. The Atlantic Ocean, it's a plenty of fish, and it's a all people, you can find them there, even the Filipino. We have even in my parish a big community of the Filipinos. They're really happy to hear that.
You were listening to Cardinal Tagle this morning. He was speaking about culture and cultural differences. What did you like most about his speech this morning?
Really, what I really liked what he said is that we must listen to other cultures, that to listen, that to learn, and that to be not only just to teach, but to learn from other people also, and not only also to take everything, what he said, that you must also select what is compatible with the gospel values, and then enrich those things, and that is really what I like, what he said then, to listen to other cultures and to dialogue.
And so I'm going to ask Father Justin, yes, from Zambia, who's with the Bishop's Conference there, and pick up on the same theme. When we talk about dialoguing with cultures, what does Africa bring to the Philippines?
Yeah, well, we have a variance of cultures, I mean, intra, but also in relation with those who have come in from other countries. But I think the big challenge always is the intra dialogue that has to be there amongst the different languages, tribes, want to call them. And sometimes the alignment that comes with the political affiliations basing on that, it's a big challenge, especially in a country like ours, which is a developing multi-party system democracy. Yeah, but at the same time, Zambia is a country with a variety of Christian denominations. It's 15 million people, population, and only about 25% Catholic. And then we are talking of an array of so many Pentecostals, mainline Protestant churches, and even in the families, we need to dialogue, because in my country, in one family, you may find Pentecostals, Anglican, Methodist, Catholic, divided like that. But you have to live under one roof, under one community, and also within the community. So it's a challenge, but at the same time, we have been trying. Religiously, I think it's been very peaceful, but I think politically, a little bit more of challenges, especially in a multi-party setting.
Father Justin, this program will be heard in Zambia because we broadcast in English to Africa, and many people listening will not even know where the Philippines are. What is it about Philippine culture that you've seen in the last few days that you appreciate most and you would like to tell people in Zambia about?
Yeah, I mean, firstly, it's geographically the area we've always known, learnt about as the Far East, of course, around the Pacific. Coming here, a lot of similarities when it comes to the issue of people welcoming, you know, the courtesy. The food is about the same. The smiles are the same. Means of transport, So we have a lot in common, but more importantly, I think the family dimension of society, you know, the number of children in the family, and speaking to so many the Filipinos I've been interacting with, I find that we still hold similarly, I think the same, and live more or less the same concerning the family values.